AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump used an example, two kids fighting, to explain the ceasefire negotiations between Russia and Ukraine.
Sometimes you're better off letting them fight for a while and then pulling them apart. And I gave that analogy to Putin yesterday. I said, President, maybe you're going to have to keep fighting and suffering a lot because both sides are suffering before you pull them apart, before they're able to be pulled apart.
The president said sanctions could be imposed for both Ukraine and Russia. President Trump spoke earlier about trade with China's President Xi Jinping.
We had a very good talk, and we've straightened out any complexity. It's very complex stuff, and we straighten it out.
He says the two countries will hold trade talks in hopes of breaking an impasse over tariffs and global supplies of rare earth minerals. Elon Musk called President Trump's big tax cut and spending bill a disgusting abomination.
I'm very disappointed because Elon knew the inner workings of this bill better than almost anybody sitting here, better than you people. He knew everything about it. He had no problem with it. All of a sudden, he had a problem.
The president suggested the world's richest man misses being at the White House and has what he called Trump derangement syndrome. The president intensified his assertions without any evidence that officials using an auto pen undermined the actions of his predecessor, Joe Biden, even suggesting essentially whoever used the auto pen was president. The Supreme Court unanimously made it easier to bring lawsuits over so-called reverse discrimination, siding with an Ohio woman who claims she didn't get a job and was demoted because she's straight. A federal judge is blocking a Texas law that for decades has given college students without legal residency access to reduced in-state tuition, ruling in favor of the latest efforts by the Trump administration to crack down on immigration. This is AP News. California's Yurok tribe is getting back ancestral lands that were taken away over 120 years ago. Roughly 73 square miles of homelands have been returned.
47,000 acres is now under the ownership and stewardship of the Yurok tribe.
John Kling with the Western Rivers Conservancy says this is the largest land-back conservation project in California history.
Reacquiring landscapes like this allows us to heal, to work towards healing a wound that was inflicted not only on the lands, but our hearts.
Tiana Williams Clausen says her tribe had 90% of its territory taken away during the California Gold Rush, suffering massacres and disease from settlers. She says Blue Creek is one of the best, clearest, and healthiest of the tributaries that go into the Klamath River.
But still, it's been under, honestly, destructive management for a very long time.
The tribe's plan is to restore salmon and wildlife. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.